Baz was just recounting an incident we had a couple of weeks ago, probably going about 4 weeks ago, where we had a fellow by the name of Bruce who was on the phone and said, I'd love to find someone who I rescued 50-odd years ago. The odds of finding that person were pretty remote.
And we just played a little bit of the email that we had read out at the time, and it was a story about a young boy who was about 10 at the time who was struggling in a rip off Scarborough Beach, and look, had Bruce not got there in time to be able to swim out and rescue him, the likelihood was that that young 10-year-old boy would not have made it. Bruce joins us in the studio. Bruce Middleton is his name. Bruce, good morning.
Good morning.
I just read the email out, and that was interesting stuff to hear it, and I know you found it interesting hearing it read back again. Yep. Why were you so curious to find that young fella?
To find out whether he, how he went on in life. He could have gone all over Australia, anywhere, but I had to find him to find out if he was still alive and how he went through life.
And why was that important to you?
Just a closure. Because I never found his brother picked him up and took him home. And the same with the young lady. They picked her up and took her home.
And the young lady you referred to was another person that you'd saved. And the search goes on. Now, Millsy, Bruce told us there was a way that he was going to know, correct?
There was a way.
And the only way that I would be able to, and I told nobody as to what I said to the young fella when I got out to pick him up. And Michelle gave me his phone number and his name. So I rang him and we got talking, and when he told me that he heard it on the radio, and I said, there's one question that I'm going to ask you. What did I say to you when I came out to rescue you? And he told me exactly the words, and I said, this can't be true. It just, it cannot be true, because it's so far, so long ago. And he said,
well, it's incredible, really. I mean, people say that Perth has grown. In some ways it has, a lot, but it hasn't in a sense, because as luck would have it, that very morning that you were on the radio, there was a fellow that was listening to the broadcast, and he got the tail end of it because he's just jumped into his car, and I'm delighted to say that he is also in the studio this morning. His name is John. Hi, John, thanks for coming in.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having us.
You were listening, John?
I was listening. I just caught the tail end of it about a bloke that picked up a young fella at Scarborough, and it sort of rang bells because I was about that age in Scarborough and in trouble. So I thought, could it be, you know, and I often wondered where this guy was that saved me, and it was a long time ago, and I thought the chances of finding him were just impossible.
Yeah.
I knew so, no names or details or anything.
When the question was asked of you, what was said, was that hard for you to remember, or that's always
been with
you?
No, I knew it. It's always been on my mind.
Say those words again.
He said, what the hell are you doing out here? And very pertinent question.
Bruce, is that what you said to a 10-year-old off the beach at Scarborough around 1962?
He said to me, you looked me straight in the eyes and said, what the hell are you doing out here? And he actually answered me. And when he I asked him what he said to answer me, he said, I can't remember. He said, I think I was grabbing my last breath. And he said, all I felt was a big arm go around my chest and start moving me towards the beach.
And that big arm was yours?
Yeah.
And John, you were that bloke?
I was. Yeah, I was that bloke. And, quite remarkable.
And Bruce, you wanted to know, for your own peace of mind, what happened to John.
Yes.
Now we know John's name.
Yeah.
And whether he'd made a valuable contribution to society. So what have you done since that incident 50-odd years ago?
Oh, been in a lot of trouble, Baz. Millsy, as young blokes do. But no, it's been a lot of work. I've been working very hard all my life. And I've got three great kids. And, yeah, life's been good.
So they would not have had Dad without you and this fellow sitting next to you?
No, I was gone for all money. If it wasn't for Bruce, yeah, I wouldn't be here.
So you remember the distress that you were in, even though you're only 10?
Yeah, I'll never forget it. Yeah, it was quite stressful.
Have you ever thought about the fellow that rescued you?
I did, quite often, and I thought the chances of, you know, finding each other would be virtually impossible. There was no names, no details, no nothing. So how do you find someone?
That's called the power of radio, isn't it?
Well, it is.
That's just amazing.
Yeah, it is.
In this position is the power of radio that has helped me to find John and give me a closure as that he grew up and had children. And that was basically what I was thinking of more than anything else. Not to clear, to find out, or but just to meet him.
Sure. Because and what was that like when you saw each other for the first time after all this time?
We sat for 2.5 hours talking to one another last Wednesday.
Mm.
And we got back to everything. And he said, well, it's funny, 50 years I've been looking for you. And I said, well, 50 years I've been looking for you.
It's incredible.
It's a wonder we never met along the bloody road somewhere. Yeah. Excuse my French.
I've got to say a big thanks to 6PR for doing that. And I've got to say a big thanks to you too, Bruce, for saving my neck all those years ago. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. So.
Did you get back in the ocean?
Not for a very long time.
How long?
Oh, 20 years.
That long?
Yeah.
Wow.
And what were you doing out there that day?
Yeah, good question. I always used to get out past the waves so I could watch the waves, you know, sort of break. So you're behind the waves going out. And I didn't know, but there was a massive wave behind me which landed right on top of me. Broke my board in half,
Wow.
And that was the last thing I remember until I had Bruce.
What a story.
And that was probably 15 minutes in the water. So.
And John, did your family know of this story? Had you told many people, or was it something that you preferred to keep?
No, I kept it very private.
Because it was so impacting on your life?
It was very impacting, given the circumstances, and you really think about things when that sort of stuff happens, you know, and it is a bit life-changing.
The bloke alongside you was never recognised as a hero because, well, people just didn't even know if you existed. The story was a sort of a murky story, and not because nobody believed Bruce, but that was the record-keeping back in the day. Is the bloke next to you a hero?
That's right. Well, I think he is. And, I mean, in those days when you're young, as soon as the sun come up, you're out the door, you're either kicking the footy, riding your bike, or down the beach. So, you know, that's what we did on weekends, so... And if someone was in trouble, you went and helped them. You'd give no thought to anything else, and that's just the way it was.
There'll be other people that are listening to this that have been through journeys not exactly like yours, but similar. Is it liberating for you blokes to actually put to a closure, if you like?
Oh, look, absolutely. I mean, to find bloke that saved your life, I mean, it's quite...
Because I think if I hadn't have got him when I got to him... He couldn't remember what he said, but I think that I squeezed him and got the water out of him and
amazing story.
Win back in him.
You know?
Yeah.
That's what I remember.
Well, guys, we could talk all day.
Yeah, and we would love to. Aussies, we don't show a lot of emotion between us, but you probably want to give him a hug, do you?
Well, I've been there and already done that.
Yeah, go and give him another one.
we enjoyed the time that we've had together with one another. And, it was part of... See, I was trained as a beltman for Scarborough Surf Club, and it was part of my job that if anybody was in trouble, we got them out.
You're a hero, mate. And you're a hero, Bruce.
It just came off the beach and just went...
We're glad we've been able to put you together, John, and we're glad that you've lived a long and full life. And thanks for listening to 6PR. And, Bruce, thanks for sharing your story with us so that we could put you two together.
Thank you.
Good on you, boys.
Fantastic.
What a story.
Reading over the radio.
Radio works. There you go. There's a classic example of why radio exists. We're going to talk showbiz in a moment, 8:25.